Welcome, everyone, to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is Save Time. Learn about the web support resources available for Pure Application Systems. Today's presenters are Bill Carey and Robert Bunn. Bill is the Knowledge Engineer for Pure Application Systems. He works closely with the Pure Application Systems support team on creating and promoting content that will help clients avoid opening service requests. Robert Bunn is a senior software engineer currently assigned as a support engineer for the Pure Application Systems. He has worked in various support roles in his 30-plus year career at IBM, supporting a wide range of products which operate on IBM mainframes, personal computers, and appliances. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Bill.
Thanks, Kathy. And thanks to all of you for joining this call today, and for those of you who may be may have tuned into the replay, thanks to you as well. So today, Robert and I plan to review with you the web support tools and the resources that can help you be more efficient when it comes to using your Pure Application System. And we really have two primary goals. The first is to help you avoid opening service requests, and then when you do need to open a service request, shortening the time to resolution. And by the way, I may refer to service request or PMR or problem management record. It's really the same thing. So let's go to page 2 in our agenda. So we've divided the agenda into two sections, and the first part is going to involve some ways that you can stay informed and you can be more proactive. So I'll get into a bit of detail about what you can find in the IBM support portal. There's also valuable information on the Pure System Center related to the not just the Pure Application System product, but the other family members as well. In addition, there's information about the system and patterns information on that Pure System Center. I'm also going to talk a bit about how we're using social media to keep you, our clients, those of you who have purchased the Pure App system or are considering purchasing a system. I'll talk about social media. I'm also going to cover in a slide or two the training modules that we have available on the IBM Education Assistant site. And then the second half is really going to talk about how to prepare, assuming that you've used all the available options, and the best option for you is to engage and interact and open a service request with IBM support. So that second section is going to deal with some details about preparing and then actually using our SR service request tool. And then a bit of summary, and then there's going to be a template that you can use or it's something to consider as a helpful thing when you're in the prep stage. So let's go to the next page, page 3. So I've already covered these items. It's really going to be the self-help resources that you have available. We'll move on to 4. So our support portal is the place to go, is the site to visit when you want to find self-help content. If you go to ibm.com/support and then you enter, and I've got a URL, when you have access to these slides, you'll be able to use this use the links. They're hot in the presentation. By going to ibm.com/support and entering the, you'll access this page, the support portal. And then by keying in the name of the product, in this case it would be the Pure Application System, it's going to bring you to the Pure App System instance. And so I'll talk a bit more about this. I'm also going to be talking about some of these key documents that are available. For example, our welcome doc, our featured documents, which equates and ties into our quarterly support newsletter, accessing the Product Information Center, which will soon be Knowledge Center. You can access it through the support portal. Some social media references, and then important content such as release notes, APAR lists, recommended fixes, they're all going to be accessible through our support portal. So let's go to page 5. So this screenshot on page 5 gives you a sense of what the Pure Application System instance looks like. You can access key content directly, or you can use the search facility that you see here under that search support and downloads. And then if you use that checkbox, the search only Pure Application System, it would narrow your results to just focus on content relative to the Pure Application System. So you can access, or rather you can run searches and queries, or you can access some of these links, documents directly. And what I'm going to like to do is I'd like to focus on that featured links portlet. I'm on page 6, and I'm looking specifically at the featured links portlet on the Pure Application System support portal instance. So that featured documents link is going to go to a document I'll talk more about on page 8. Second item, that welcome doc, is really a good starting point. So if you haven't ever seen this document or visited the support portal and drilled into this document, it's helpful. It's going to provide pointers to tech notes to developer works articles related to Pure Application System, red books, some blogs that are, I think, pertinent and might be useful and interesting. So it's a good starting point if you're just new to web support for Pure Application System. That must gather read first document is something Robert Bunn is going to talk more about a little bit later on, so we'll just hold on that for a bit. Pure System Solutions, that link will take you to the Pure System Center, and I'll have a number of things to say about the center a little later on. And then that last link, accessing support content for patterns. So the support portal for Pure Application System really focuses on the system itself, on fixes, on information related to the system to resolve PMRs that the support organization has created and relates to the system. But patterns are also very important for Pure Application System customers. So this document behind this accessing support content for patterns provides a high-level summary of how to access web content for the various IBM-provided patterns. I'll talk more about that as we go on. So page 7, please. So my notifications. So if you've used other IBM products, you're probably familiar with this subscription service. It's a great way to stay informed, to stay ahead in terms of finding out about new content, new tech notes related to Pure Application System, if there's a fix pack that's come out, if APARs have been published. So the subscription service that's available here is a quick, easy way to just stay ahead and be proactive. Now, a couple of things to keep in mind. You can fine-tune my notification subscription service, so if you want to receive updates via email, there's a way to do that and indicate that on a daily basis or a weekly basis. So a compilation of new information would come in that weekly email. Or maybe RSS feeds would be a preferred way for you to get notified. So you have that option within the subscription service as well. And then in addition to selecting the way you want to be notified, you can also choose the type of documentation or information you want to receive. So maybe it's just tech notes, or maybe you want to receive flashes and security bulletins or other types of content. So there is a way within my notification subscription service to indicate that. And then the bottom of 7 there, again, when you get these slides, that more information here would take you to the to a page where you can get some details. Page 8. So our quarterly support newsletter. So a couple of points here. So 4 times a year, I work closely with the support organization, and we come up with a list of new tech notes that are available, of references to our must-gather document, to information about new blog articles, new developer works articles, maybe there are new education assistant training modules. And I pull that all together in one email that gets distributed to those clients who have opened service requests over the last 60 to 90 days. But it's not just restricted to those individuals. You can opt in and you can get on a subscription or rather a distribution list and receive our quarterly support newsletter. So there's some detail. Well, let me back up. So you can subscribe to this newsletter, but in addition to that, that content that's available in the newsletter gets put in to this featured document that I update and is available through our support portal. So details on how to get into this subscription service are in this document, and links to new and interesting content is also available in this document. So it's something to consider if you haven't gotten involved in this in the past. Page 9. Okay, so let me change gears and talk a bit about the Peer System Center, which is another site. It's a place to go, a site not just to get information about the Peer application system, but the other family members. So if you're interested in learning more about the Peer Flex system or the Peer Data Systems, then this Peer System Family site would be a place where you can go. You can go to IBM.com. And key in Peer System Center, C-E-N-T-R-E, and I'll talk more about that in a minute, to access the center, or you can follow the link that I've got indicated on the bottom of 9. And so clicking on that Solutions tab, and let's go to page 10, we'll take you to a page that looks like this. I'm on page 10, and then clicking on the Peer System Center link or that hot spot there toward the right middle right hand side of the page, and let's go on to the page 11. It's going to take you to a page that looks like this. So on the Peer System Center, you have access to a wealth of information about the various family members. So my focus here, of course, is on the Peer application system. And so on the welcome page, there's some detail about the system itself. But if your focus and interest is on patterns, you could click on that tab to access not just the IBM-provided patterns, but those provided by our business partners as well. The system updates tab is going to provide pointers to fix packs relative to the system itself. And then Ask an Expert, there's more information there. There's a blog. And then the library page, or rather tab, would take you to the official product documentation, the Information Center. So let's move on to page 12. So web support for patterns on Peer System Center. So as I indicated before, the support portal focuses on the system itself, but what's very important would be information about patterns, and you can access that on the Peer System Center. The kind of information that you find and is available would be marketing-type information, so there would be information about the features and functions of a given pattern. And my focus here now and on the next couple of slides will be those 39 or so patterns that are provided by IBM. So you can find more information if you're interested in learning more about a particular pattern, if it might be right for your business, by going to the pattern page. There's also information on how to purchase the pattern, and there'd be a link to go to the Passport Advantage site to do that. And then if fix packs are available for a given pattern, those would be accessible. There's a Get Updates button that's enabled and would take you to Fix Central to access fixes. And then the last point, the sub-bullet, is what I'll focus on the next chart or two, and that's support content relative to given patterns. So by clicking on that available patterns link, it would run a query behind the scenes, and it's dynamic too. So if you use this presentation later on, it would pull up other new patterns that were made available. So let's go on to page 13. And here's an example of a pattern, this hypervisor, that's provided by IBM today, the IBM WebSphere Application Server Hypervisor Edition pattern. So on this page, you're going to find information about the pattern itself, some details, how to purchase it if it wasn't an entitled pattern, and how to access fixed packs. Let's go on to 14. Okay, so assuming I clicked on, I had a list of the available patterns from the a query that I ran, and I had specifically drilled into the IBM WebSphere Application Server Hypervisor Edition pattern. So under the related content heading, what you'll find on a number of these pattern pages would be links to more information about support for that given pattern. And so clicking on that support information for IBM WebSphere Application Server Hypervisor Edition, and let's go on to 15, is going to take it to a page that looks like this. So when information is available for a given pattern, for example, environment information or system requirements or a pointer to the information center or support content that's available, then what we're calling these support landing pages would be available from the Pure System Center. And the hope and intent here is that you would access this information and would answer some of the questions you might have about the pattern and how to use it. So page 16. So let's change gears a bit and talk about social media. So we do have a strong social media presence for Pure Application System. And one of the channels that is active would be our Twitter account. So we have a Pure Application Support Twitter account that's available. And I send out Twitter feeds probably on a daily basis. And some of the things that are available would be when new fix packs are available or new tech note is created by the support organization, then I'll tweet out a reference or a pointer to it, to that tech note. But in addition, there's other information that you might find useful and interesting. Namely, if there's a Developer Works article that becomes available, a new Red Book, or a training module that's out on the IBM Education Assistant site, then I'll refer to those resources and that information. So going on to page 17, if you become a follower of this Twitter account, it looks like this, and it says 229. We actually have a little over 229 now in terms of the number of followers. So this is another way to be proactive, to stay informed about what's new and interesting and different happening relative to Pure Application System, relative to web support. Page 18. And let me also say, in addition to that social media, our presence, we do have a WebSphere and Kix Facebook site that's commonly used by a number of products. And I also use that channel as a means to promote some things that are different and new and interesting relative to a Pure Application System. So if you're interested in learning about that, you can check with me after the call or just look for that on Facebook. So you can be a follower of that as well, or a fan. So education assistance. So there are a number of training modules that are already out and available relative to Pure Application System. And some of the topics I've included here in the sub-bullets, image creation and customization, et cetera. So do visit the Education Assistant site if you haven't gone there, because we've gotten some positive reviews about those training modules that are free and are accessible at any time. Page 19. And here's what the education assistant site looks like, and you can access that information, and it's good content that's available. So page 20. So let me turn things over to Robert Bunn, my colleague, and he'll be talking about these items now.
Hi, thanks, Bill. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks, everybody, for joining. I'm Robert Bunn, the support engineer. I'd like to start with slide 20 here. At this point in the presentation, you can see that the IBM support team and IBM in general does provide a lot of information out on the web to help you with more than just problem and solution type documents. You can see lots of things to help you as you use and manage the peer application systems. In the second section, we're going to talk about working with the IBM support team when you need us to help you with a problem. We're going to cover topics such as quickest way to engage us, nuances there. Also talk about the IBM service key that's on the system. We'll talk about what IBM calls the must-gather specific documents. We're also going to talk about the Java utility, and we'll also talk about the service request tool. So we're going to move quickly over to slide number 21. And slide number 21, the key point we want to make on slide 21 is that you've purchased an IBM peer application system. It's an expert system, and IBM support doesn't want you to worry about whether you have a hardware problem, a firmware problem, a software problem, or a pattern problem when you purchase this product. So IBM support is going to provide a single point of entry. So when you call in, if you've got what looks like a problem maybe with a hardware component on the storage device, a problem with firmware, or a problem with one of the patterns that came with pre-application systems, or if something's not happening through the user interface, CLI, or the other features, one place to go. Just open up a software problem record and come to IBM software support, and we'll work with you for whatever's happening on this system from within and without, from top to bottom. You don't have to open up hardware calls. The hardware team will direct you to our team so we can provide you an answer within the context of the peer application system as a unit and as a solution. With peer application systems, there are certain patterns and tooling that you will use with the product. If you have any problems with any of those patterns which came with the peer application systems, please open a problem record up with peer application system support, and we'll work with you on those patterns. Now, you may come into contact, and we hope you do, with some of the other IBM products or other companies' products which run on top of peer application systems. You can work directly with those support teams for those products which you've purchased and added on separately. Or if you're not sure where the problem is, come to peer application system support as your single point of entry, and we'll work with you to find the right answer for your problems and direct you to the right resources. When you're coming through IBM support, it's a peer application system. As an expert system, the entitlement's going to be through Passport Advantage. So what you're going to have ready is your IBM customer number, which was used to purchase the product, and it will link back to Passport Advantage. It's also good to have the machine type serial number of the peer application systems in case they ask, but basically your support is through Passport Advantage. The other thing is that if you're running into problems, you're not sure where to start, you can always call IBM support and we'll be there to help you. At the end of this document, there's a link to the customer support plan, which has got a lot more information and details about IBM support for peer application systems. But the main message is that if you have a problem with the system, regardless, call IBM support and open up a software problem record to have it come to us, or use the SR tool to open up a software record to us. We're going to talk later on in this section about the SR tool and how easy it is for you to use that tool to work with IBM support. We're going to now go over to slide number 22. Slide number 22 is it's the must gather read first. I like to call it the please gather document rather than must gather, because if you don't have the information, please call us and we'll help you determine what information to gather. But this is a good place to start. The whole purpose of the must gather document is we know that you are very busy during the day doing your job, keeping the systems running in your business IT shops operational. And the purpose of this is to foster communication between support and our customers so that you have an idea about what kind of information we need to debug a problem. Before we come to us, we know you've invested a lot of time and effort into a problem, and you have information on the problem and the product and what's going on and what your expectations are. But sometimes the tooling, whether it's opening a telephone number, opening a telephone call with support, and trying to type all that into SR tool can be very cumbersome because we know the SR tool is text-based. So one of the key documents that you're going to see on this must-gather read first is a link called Organizing Your Problem Information. This is a good way for you whenever you are working on a problem with pre-application systems to paste in screen captures, trace snippets, anything that you know about the problem into a word processing document so that this document can be sent into IBM support either later on if you call on the phone when the PMR is open and you send it to ECU rep, or you can attach it to the SR tool. If you remember two things from the presentation, these are the two key points: that open a software record with IBM support when you have a problem with pre-application systems, and use the organizing your problem information. This is the information we need to quickly go into the problem. It cuts down on some of the back and forth conversations. And SR is text-based. You can put the screen captures into the word processing type document or text document, whatever works on your systems, and send it in, and we'll be glad to look at the screen captures. We do ask that you cut the screen capture from the very top of the screen, which contains the URL. A lot of times the URL is very helpful for us to know exactly where you are and the parameters that are entered. By expanding all the sections, we can see the traces and the error messages. And at the end, the last part of the screen, there is the fixed back level for the system. So by getting us multiple screen captures of the screen you're on with all sections expanded, we can quickly go into the problem. What you're going to see is the read first must gather document evolve. What you'll see today will be different from what you see tomorrow. Our goal at IBM support is to provide you with detailed and more precise must gather information so that if you have a problem with the CLI, we're going to be asking for CLI documentation off the workstation and not be asking for other information which won't be as helpful to us, so that you'll be able to get the right information the first time so that we can work on the problem while you're doing other things. You're also going to see on this screen a new section, which is what we talked about in the Section 2 title, which is enabling the account access for an IBM service rep. Your pre-application system is an expert system, and it has some protection around it. Before an IBM SSR can go on site and service your equipment, you have to turn on a option, which will be linked from this Refresh Must Gather with lots of details of how to do this, but you turn on this access and a token or key is presented. This allows the IBM SSR to go access the service laptop within the rack and work on the hardware components in the rack. The key is given to IBM support, and IBM support will take this key and turn it into a password for the IBM CE or SSR to go service the equipment. By doing this, you can be assured that you know when a CE is accessing your system. Depending upon your fixed back level, the amount of time the key and password are available varies from 3 weeks, I'm sorry, not 3 weeks, 3 days to maybe a week in the newer versions of firmware. But it will all be displayed on the screen when you select that. So it's very key to watch the read first must gather evolve. Another thing you're going to see in the read first is you're going to see something called check these problems first. What we've done here is that there's a lot of information on the web that we put out there for different problems. We've put in the must gathers this section here, which highlights some of the key problems that you need to look at before you open up a problem record, which may save you from opening a problem record. It may give you the answer right there in that section. You'll see that in all the must gather documents linked from the REIT first. So watch this document here as it evolves over time. And we're going to quickly go over to slide number 23 and show you some more of the sections in that. And like I say, tomorrow there will probably be a new section there about enabling IBM CE access. So always check for the latest information here. At the end of this, all the pages, especially the must gathers and any tech note, is a rate this page option. And the rate this page is used by IBM to help us in various methods. And Bill's going to give you a quick discussion about why we would like you to rate these pages.
Right. So as Robert pointed out, in all of our support content, you'll have a means by which you can engage and communicate with the owners of these documents. So we try to keep this lightweight. Did the information help you achieve your goal? It's a kind of a quick yes or no. And then there's a free form text field. But it's your way to let us know whether this document has been helpful or whether there are gaps. And then we take this feedback very seriously. It gets tracked very closely. And we use that, and you can help us to improve our support content by taking advantage of this option.
So we're going to move now to slide number 24 to show you one of the examples of the Read First Must Gathers link from, an example of a must gather link from the must gather Read First. We've chosen the chassis management module for Pure Application Systems. This also shows you that IBM support provides a single point of entry for these hardware components within the expert system via a software record. So within this document, one of the things you'll do when you open up some of the sections here, there will be a section called Check for Known Problems. These will be some known problems which are fixed in newer versions of the firmware or other things that you might be interested in, such as messages concerning the airflow around your machine. All these are linked under Diagnosing the Problem to Check First. And then later on, you're going to see in other sections how to quickly use the infrastructure maps to pull debug information for the hardware components. And the IBM software support team for Pure Application Systems will get this information here and will work with our experts to determine what's wrong. So you can rely on us to not only provide you with information and service for the hardware components, but we're going to proactively let you know what kind of documentation to provide for us. Okay? For even those components. So all the components you'll begin seeing sections on. We're going to go over to slide 25, and you can see the latest version as of today of some of the known problems, how it's broken up to say if you have a storage problem, you can click here to find out about that one, chassis problems or other problems before you go to the next steps of gathering documentation and opening up the software record. It's very key. Our job is to make sure that you have the information you need. There's other sections that says if it's not resolved, what to gather. There's another twisty which opens up, which tells you how to contact IBM support, which just emphasizes opening the software record through the SR tool or through the telephone for your country. We're going to go over now to slide number 26. Slide number 26 is my favorite slide in the whole deck. This is the Java utility. We are actively trying to get this information out to all our customers about this utility. We know that at times we may ask for collection sets from the system, which are quite large. And we know from doing some of our own testing that it can take a while to send such files up to IBM over a corporate network. And that does take time on your part to keep the operating system doing the uploading active and its network connection up while you're doing these uploads. But we found this Java utility that IBM has that really speeds up and reduces by a large factor the amount of time it takes to move data from your workstation up to the IBM ECUF repository. There is a level of this for different operating systems. The one for the Microsoft Windows operating system has a user interface where you just click and add files and push a button and you send up multiple files at the same time. I recommend it for big files. I also recommend it for small files. If you use one tool that's easy to use for you, it doesn't matter. It's fast for small files, and it's fast for large files. That's Robert's recommendation is slide number 26 for today. Let's go over to slide number 27. Slide number 27 is where we're going to talk about the SR tool. The SR tool is an excellent way to open up a problem record. It does give you an opportunity to do things. One, communicate back and forth with IBM electronically. It also provides the opportunity for you to attach the word processing document or screen captures to the SR tool, which has a lot more detail. A picture is worth 1,000 words. SR tool doesn't allow you to attach pictures unless you put them in a separate document. So, Bill, please tell everybody about this great tool.
Okay. So to access the tool, if you haven't used it before, would involve going to our support portal, and under the Tools and Resources heading, there would be a link that looks something like this, Open a New Service Request. And, you know, some of the capabilities of how to use it would be noted on the left here. But basically, you can create a new service request, and depending on your access, you can monitor existing service requests that colleagues have created. And so let's go to the next slide, number 28. So if I were to click on that link in that section I just referenced in the support portal, you would need to sign in, and there are two steps to access the service request tool. You do need to register with IBM.com, and you also need to be associated with a customer number. If you've already registered at some point in the past, it's a one-shot deal. You don't need to do that again, so you're halfway there in terms of SR access. But at this point, assuming you clicked on the link in the previous slide, you'd enter your ID and password and sign in, and then page 29. And then if you hadn't gotten associated with a customer number, you would be prompted to enter a customer number. As Robert pointed out, we actually do encourage you to use a machine type serial number in terms of completing that second step. And then it's just more granular information. But Passport Advantage does operate generally on an IBM customer number. So on page 29, here's an example of what you're inside the service request tool, and the next step then is to select a product. So you'd enter in the keyword field there, Pure Application System, and let's go on to 30. And then what you would need to do if you hadn't done so before is you'd enter a machine type serial number. And there is a means that information is stored if you've already used the tool or have gotten enabled prior to a point in time. And so you can just select the machine type serial number, and then you press continue. And then, as I indicated, you might see a list then, a machine type 8283, machine type, and then the serial number would be after the blocked out area. And then press continue. Keep going. So I'm on 33. Okay, so here's the main part of the tool, of the SR tool, namely where you indicate the problem in the problem description. So we try to keep the number of required fields to a minimum because we realize that it's important for you to get this issue logged quickly and get it into IBM support. So title and problem description, you add some detail, and let's move on to 34. You'd also need to select the severity at the top. And that severity levels link there provides a little pop-up to give you some detail about, for example, how to distinguish, if you're not sure if it's a SEV 3 versus 4, et cetera. And then select operating system. And then the other important thing to note here is, let me just stop. So customer tracking ID is arbitrary. If you want to enter a string in there, you can do that. It's more helpful on your end if you want to run some reports later on in SR and distinguish or narrow down the information you could pull up in an SR report on PMRs in your organization. The other important thing, which is optional but very valuable, is the attachment capability. So if you have smaller log files or trace files or screenshots, then there is a means by which you can attach those documents to your service request through this this attachment capability. As you see, there is a 2 gig limit here, but you do have a way to associate that that kind of information to the request and have it submitted and logged. And then page 35. So once you hit the submit button, then there's one more field or at least one more screen that you would see, and it would be a verification on how you want to be notified, whether it's email or a particular phone number, but it's just a validation to exactly how IBM support is going to want to engage with you going forward. Now, page 36. So a couple of things. You can use certainly the service request tool and submit problems electronically, but in addition, you do have the option of engaging getting engaged with IBM support by phone. And so this slide provides a link to get to phone numbers, worldwide phone numbers. Page 37. So in summary, what we've done today and what we hope we're able to do is provide information that can keep you and make you successful in terms of using this system. So there's a considerable amount of content that's available on our support portal today, with more coming all the time and being refined and revised in hopes it's going to help you avoid opening a service request or shorten the time to resolution when a service request does need to be opened. In addition, there's the Pure System Center, which has information about system fix packs, about patterns, and more information is coming on self-help information relative to patterns on the center. And in addition, there's information about business partner solutions as well. You can stay informed by becoming a follower on our Twitter account. Don't forget the training modules that are available on the Education Assistance site. And we did talk a bit about the SR tool to engage with IBM support. So 38. So a couple of things, if you haven't already done so, is registering. Again, you just need to register once with IBM.com. The My Notification subscription service is a great way to stay informed about news and updates and things happening relative to support and the system. Our quarterly support newsletter is a great way to keep up with what's new and different and current. And that gets sort of transferred into that featured documents document that's on our support portal. Our Twitter account I talked about already, and then our service request tool. So page 39. So here's some reference information. I talked about all of these. Two things that are relatively new would be the Knowledge Center, and there's more information behind this link on that consolidated place where all of the IBM information centers for a number of our products will be located. So do visit that. It's in beta mode still, but you could click on that link and learn more about Knowledge Center. And then the user community is very new, and there's some activity there in terms of setting up this community. News about events will be posted there. And there's also work to set up a forum so that IBM clients can engage with and have questions posed and posted and answers provided. So let's go to 40. And one other point is template. So in addition to what Robert had talked about in terms of that organizing document, it's a good idea, and we suggest optionally that if you have this kind of information on hand and you record it and capture it ahead of time, it can save some time, you know, when that point arises and an issue does occur and you need it, you know, for information to submit to IBM. So I think let's go to 41. And actually back to you, Kathy. And thank you. We've done our work. Service request tool information is there for reference.
Thank you, Bill and Robert, for a great presentation.
I'm currently showing no questions in queue at this time.
So we will conclude this presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you, and we appreciate your participation. Thank you, Bill and Robert, for presenting.